Okay. So on the topic of Shnei Mikra Vechatargum, the Gemara in Brachos Daf Ches is the Makor, Omer of Ami, Liolum Yashlim Adam Parshiosov Imat Zibor. You should always, whether Liolum Toshin Chiyuv or not, changes in Shas, but here, Brachos Daf Ches, Liolum Yashlim Adam Parshiosov Imat Zibor. A person should finish his Parshios with the Tzibor. Not clear exactly what Imat Zibor means, but it betoch Dvarenu, we'll see what it means. And it says, Shnai Mikra Vechatargum, you should finish it, Shnai Mikra Vechatargum, Vafilo Taras Vedivon. Even psukim that don't have targum on it, you still have to finish it. We're not going to discuss necessarily what it means. Afilo teres v'divon, Rashi, Tosos, there really is targum on it, whatever it is. Shikola, and then the Gemara says, Shikola, kola mashlim parshios v'matibor, what's the schar you get? Marichan lo yomel v'shnosov, you get to have a lengthy yomel v'shnosov. What does it mean, yomim and shanim, which is l'chor double lashon, look at the korban nesanal there for two pshatim. What it means, yomim and shanim. A lot of people complain, Shnai Mikra, it takes a lot of time, I'm wasting my time. So one shot is, you have a long life. The Gemara is telling you, don't worry about it, you'll get those years back. This doesn't come out of your cheshbon. The Moshel, if you're to do Shnai Mikra every second of your life, you live forever, kind of thing. Point is, the time you live.
Well, one more time, what we're saying, Shnai Mikra increases one's life?
Yeah, that's what the Gemara says. I'm saying there's a shot out there that that because sometimes a bald din will have a time limit. Like, it takes a long time, I could be doing other things. I could be learning Tzosos and the Sivosos. No. This is also important. This doesn't take away from your time. You'll have more time later.
That's also in Daf Ches.
Yeah, Marichin LeYom HaVishnosov, yeah. The Korban Nesanal there also on the back on the Perusha Rosh. And it says, Lo LaHakim Lo LiAchad. The Gemara also says not to go behind, not to go before, not to go after, which we'll see what that means. That's all the Gemara Brachos Daf Ches. The Remez, famous Remez, beginning of Parsha Shmos. Elish Mos B'nei Yisrael, Baal Turim, Rosh HaTevos. The Odom Asher Lomed HaSeder. Somebody who learns the Seder, that's the Elish. Shmos is Shnai Mikra Vechatargum. Bekol Noim Yashir, B'nei is with Bekol Noim Yashir, beautiful voice.
What's
the Pasuk again? Where's Shmos? First Pasuk in Shmos. Yich Yashanim Rabos Aruchim Liolam. Hint to the Gemara Brachos, Aruchim Liolam Shnei Sof. That's Yisrael. Yich Yashanim Rabos Aruchim Liolam. Not Liolam Mamish, but okay. And even though here it doesn't have Lashon of Chiyuv, but in other, in the Balei Tosos, the Chidok quotes from Bein Ephraim, the Levush, on Shulchan Aruch, Simin Reish Pei Hei, has the Rosh HaTevos B'derech Chiyuv, which would be the Chayiv Adam, L'Havir Al Hasedra, whatever it is, Ve'ela, the Lashon of the Chiyuv. And when the Shulchan Aruch brings us in Reish Pei Hei, the Lashon is Lashon of Chiyuv. Simin Reish Pei Hei, which Rapeh in Hebrew actually means weak, because it's a weak halacha, many people don't do it, it's halacha that needs chizuk. A hint in the
Rapeh means weak?
Yeah. Rapeh means weak. Okay, there's a few Rumasim like that within Shulchan Aruch. Okay, and the Shulchan Aruch for a Sif, it's Reish Behei, it's seven or eight Sifim, and it's in Reish Behei. It says, even if you hear, when he says the Chiv, it says, even if you hear from the Shliach Tzibor, you still have to do Shnai Mikra. There are Shitas, it could be your Yosei with Shamei Ka'ona, we don't pass in that way. Afidu Shamei Mishliach Tzibor, you still have to do Shnai Mikra. What's the pshat that even though we say Shemek only, you still have to do Shnai Mikra? Pshat is because it's not a chiyuv kriya, it's a chiyuv limud. Okay, you have to learn it. You have to be familiar with it. Is what the poskim say. You have to understand it. Okay, and that's the first thing that's scary. That you have to understand and be misboning into the psukim, and you should be rugil into the psukim. Okay. You know, famous that the Gro was very makbet that. I mean, his Talmidim should know Torah very well, should know the Psukim very well. That's what he was in Sabbath to his Talmidim before they went to Eretz Yisrael. It's important to know Psukim before you delve into Shas B'Yun. Okay. Now, Shulchan Aruch and Yoredeus and Mintofs, that's an Ovel, also should do Shnai Mikra. Targum, for sure. Rashi is not clear. We'll discuss later if Echad Targum is with Rashi or Targum, but for those who do Rashi, it's not clear if an Ovel should do it or not, and on Tisha B'Av, which everyone's in Avelos, you definitely should not do Shnai Mikra.
With Rashi or Stam?
Even at all. That's what Sharetzi and Paschal. Okay. Who is Chayev in Shnai Mikra? Everybody. Even Mish, not only Mish, somebody who's Tarasu Umnaso, like there's Shem Menuchayas, which we don't have nowadays, and Al Chasam Avakama, just the Stam, Tamil Chacham, or Ben Tor. Everybody's Chayev in that. You can find this quote in Ergos Moshe, Chelech, Hey, Simin Yud Zion. You also find remnants of this in Chuvas HaRashba, already earlier from the Rav Moshe. Chuvas HaRashba, Simon Reish Vav, says that even anybody who's Harasom Noso Mistama is chayiv in shnai mikra.
When was Moshe simin hey?
Simin hey, chelik hey, simin yud zayin. Or chayim chelik hey, simin yud zayin, which is found in chelik ches. Okay. Now, when did this chiyuv shnai mikra begin? The Aruch HaShulchan quotes, the Aruch HaShulchan also found Resh Pei Hei, says that Mistama, Moshe was Mesakin it when Moshe was Mesakin Kriyas Torah, along with his Mesakin Chiyuv Shnai Mikra, so it's definitely a Chamer Dekazah. Okay. Now, let's get into some of the problem. How should one read Shnai Mikra? So, Mishnah Berurah, in Sif Katan Beis, gives you two choices. His first choice, he says, is either do every pasuk two times and then targum, like you have those chumashim nowadays that they're sold with the targum right under the pasuk, and you do the pasuk twice and then the targum. And in Rav Osner Zatzal, Sheva Halevi Chelik Zion Simin Lamed Gimel, says that he heard once from a person. He was nifter a couple years ago, but he was 101, 102 years old. He's very old. He heard from a person who went to Radin to sell his Sfarim, that he saw the Chavetz Chaim, I think it was Erev Shabbos, that he saw him be Maver Sedra, and he saw that the way he did it was Pasuk, and then Targum, like Mishabur himself says to do, and he also did it with Ramban, and he also saw, that's not part of the Chiyuv, but he did it with Ramban also, and he also saw that he was Makben not to be Mafsik B'dibur. He wouldn't talk in the middle of doing Shnai Mikra. And about this topic,
so
about
all at once.
Well, so he didn't specify if he was he was doing the entire parsha then. That's what it sounds like in the story. But in this process of pasuk and targum, he was makben not to be mafsik. And about this topic about not being mafsik, so in Sif Katan Vav in Mishnah Berurah, he says if it's possible not to be mafsik b'dibur, it's davar tov v'yofe ma'od v'roi l'bal nefesh not to be mafsik b'dibur. Just to scare you a little bit, in the Shartzion quotes in the Berhetiv, Isser Godol Lahafsek.
Well, when? In the middle of a pasuk?
No, middle of pasuk is always a problem. But he's saying in the middle of Shnayim Mikra. Okay? It's not saying it's also Mikra, then he's just saying.
So what should you do?
Well, the Berhetiv is Lashon of Isser Godol Lahafsek, but Mishnah Berurah was Roy Lebal Nefesh, just one second, and this is even Bain Parsha Leparsha. Not to be mafsik, and but after you finish that day Shnai Mikra, then of course you're allowed to talk. Now
you can do Aliyah. You're saying you can,
yeah. Right. Now Rav Shlomo Zalman in Lichos Shlomo says that it's mutter to respond to a halacha question. Someone asks you, you know, for tzorach mitzvah, for halacha, you can be mafsik for that. Or he says there for a mitzvah oberes, a mitzvah which is going to pass, like Zman Mincha's gonna, it's almost up, or something like that, or you have to do something which requires dibor, some kind of mitzvah, then of course you can be mafsik. And also, if you're very hungry, very thirsty, and you need that to help you get along with Shnai Mikra, you can make a bracha, and it's not considered a hefsek.
Yeah, but again, could you read,
yes. What?
So, you could read, could you do an Aliyah once, then again do it again, and then...
So, we'll talk about all the options about how you can do,
okay.
How you can do it. This was just an aside. But once we said the story about the Mishnah Berurah, about not talking in the middle, just talking about who says what about not talking in the middle. Yes?
We keep talking about today's portion. Daf is supposed to do Rishon.
So, all we said right now was that the Mishnah Berurah says an option of... We said that he gives two options. We just said one option so far, which is pasuk targum. He lists a second option. The second option is to read a whole parsha two times followed by targum. What does it mean, a whole parsha? It doesn't mean the whole sedra. When you find the pei or the samech, the psucha or the stuma inside in the parsha, you should go until there twice and then targum. He gives three. Mishnah Berurah says three options: either psucha or stuma or makom shenira hefsek inyan, a place where it seems like it's a good place to stop, even if there's no psucha or stuma in the Torah. If it's a good place that seems to stop,
that's telling on us.
Yes, that's the way he says it. And the Gra was knowing this way. Okay. Now sometimes there's a psucha or a stuma in the middle of a pasuk, so the post can talk about, like, do you stop in the middle of a pasuk and the psucha's over there?
Yes. What do they come out with?
What?
What do they come out with?
Yes, questions.
One thing is, the parakim were instituted by the Gayim. So, if if that makes sense to stop there, are you allowed to stop there, or is it a problem because the guy...
I didn't see anybody say it's a problem, but if it's Malcolm Shinero Hefsek Enyan, then that's great. Yes.
So if you were finishing Schneidmaker and you were catching up, so... you know, it's a large chunk or something, you know, when you get a little bit in here, a little bit in there, would it be better if you just find a chunk of time to do the entire thing? Would it be okay to, like,
So we'll see all the options, and you can pretty much decide based on your timing. Yes.
No option of Targum. I mean, I've...
See all the options. These are the two Mishnah Berurah says.
Okay.
In. Now, what about Mikra, Targum, and then Mikra? Okay. So the Sharsian says Yosei B'diavad. The Chazanish was knowing this way L'chachila. And the Pshat is, and it's Bran Orchos Rabbeinu, Ben Hagim the Stipler brings there that that's the way Stipler, that's the way the Chazanish did it, of Mikra, Targum, Mikra. And the Pshat is because through the Targum, as we'll see, you understand the Psukim better. So if so, when you get to the Pasuk the second time, you already have a better understanding of the Inyan. What about stopping at Rishon and Sheni? Because that's not a Psucha or a Stuma. So that I saw Chulukei Deos, if you can or should stop at Rishon or Sheni. For years.
During the Aliyah?
During the Aliyahs, because that's not Psucha or Stuma or Hefsek Inyan per se. It could be anywhere. And Chulukei Deos, the Deos that I saw that said you could stop there, is because it's just an easier mnemonic to remember where you're at every day. The Gra, a little bit every day, certainly if it's split into 7 days, it makes sense to stop at Rishon Sheni. It's an easy way to remember. That's the way I was knowing for years. The Aruch HaShulchan says you can do the entire Sedra, so all the Psukim, and then second time again, whichever way you want now, Machlokes Mishnah Berurah Chazanish, Pasuk or Targum, you do the whole Sedra. The Aruch HaShulchan talks about all these possibilities, and he's like, any way you do it is really not ma'akev. Okay, you can come up with, you know, any situation you want. Now, they do talk about, I don't know why you'd want to do it, but Targum, Mikra, Mikra, okay, so they say that you shouldn't do that. They seem to command that you are Yotzei B'dieved, but it shouldn't be Lamaiso, because... I think so, but it shouldn't, it hopefully, there's no reason you should try to do that. Okay, any questions on this portion? Yes.
Yeah.
Do you still do Rishon Sheni Erev? What do you do?
I'll tell you.
Because that's how I do it to remember where I'm off to.
Yeah, it makes sense. Okay. Right. Now, when should you do it? So when can you begin? So in Sif Gimel in Resh Beit Hei, so Loshen Mechaber is Miyom Rishon Leilach from Sunday Nahar onwards, which would be Motzei Shabbos. Okay. Mishnah Berurah says in Sif Katan Zayin that. Since we begin to read the next week's parsha at Shabbos Bar Mincha, that's when you can begin. And when the Shulchan Aruch says Yom Rishon, it's Lav Davka. It really means Mincha B'Shabbos, and that's called Maschilim in Matzibor, because everyone has now the Chiyuv for the next week. And Shartzion brings also. He says everyone holds this week, except for the Kolbo, which is Das Yachid. Look at Tosos and the Sugi Brachos Davches. It seems like it begins by Shabbos by Mincha time. Others are not such big fans of this. Could be Shemir Shabbos Kilchasa says it's better to start on Sunday. Definitely, Chilukei Deos there. If you could or should begin by Mincha B'Shabbos or not. Also, what does it mean Mincha B'Shabbos? Does it mean after you daven or the Zman Mincha? Mincha Gedolos, the whole Shaila. It seems to be the Skamas Poskim is the understanding would be after you daven by Mincha B'Shabbos. But it could be there's other Deos out there as well. Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Ches says there's Inyan to do it. Davka, he brings from Achronim that there's anything to do with Davka Erev Shabbos. You'll see many people, I think it was Arizal's Minhag, Shiloh before Chatos, after Chatos, to do it Erev Shabbos, but Davka.
I think I'll see them do it.
That would make sense. The Mishnah Berurah says, Lav Davka, that means Erev Shabbos. Like we said before, the Gra read every day and was Messiah by Erev Shabbos that the Mishnah Berurah brings over there in Sif Katan Ches as well.
He did the whole thing every day?
No. He didn't. It's not Sheva Mikra Vechatargum, but it's part of it every day. Now, Loshon Mechaber is interesting. He says Lechatchila to do it Kodem Sheyochol B'Shabbos. Okay, so it's very not clear if there's Yukim going this way and that way. If the Shulchan Aruch is referring to Leil Shabbos or Shabbos morning, it's been intriguing to me for years. Mishnah Berurah brings a medrash that Rebbe one of the sons, I believe, not to, you know, to finish the Nineveh before the Suda, before eating. It doesn't say which Suda. Lashon HaMidrash itself is before Suda of Shacharis. The Halacha says you shouldn't get involved in eating because you may forget to do it. You may get involved in the eating. That sounds like even by nighttime. You look in the Mishnah Berurah of Gan Ches, it's very not clear which one he's talking about. But the Lashon Mechaber is, you should finish it before eating on Shabbos. And then, he says, if not by then you have until Mincha on Shabbos. It's Choshev to get done by Shabbos Mincha time. And what seemingly means when you dive in Mincha on Shabbos. Okay? And if not by then by Yom Revi'i, because that's still, the beginning of the week is still Shayach to the previous week. If not by then, as the Gemara says, you have until Shmini Atzeres, Simchas Torah, Yashlem, and that's Yesh Omrim. The Shulchan Aruch. Oh, so Shulchan Aruch and Tziv Hei says very interesting kula. He says you're allowed to do Shana Maker during Kriyas Torah. Now what he means there is that they're laning Rishon, and you're holding my Shishi in your Shana Mikra. You could do Shishi in Shana Mikra and basically ignore the Bal Kore, because it's all from the same idiot. He's laning, you're doing your laning, it's all good. And Mishnah Berurah, of course, says B'Shem Mishlo, to be Machmir, definitely should not be doing other things during Kriyas Torah. You should be listening to the Shliach Tzibur. However, he brings to the Magen Avraham that if you are doing Mila B'Mila with the Shliach Tzibur, you're reading along with him, not only could you do that, but Lechatchila, it's Nachon Na'asos Chayim.
To be okay.
Right. So, if you look around the shul, you'll see some people, and there's other people. The Chasan Ish didn't do anything during laning. He just followed along. But if you look around, about half the people in most shuls that know what they're doing will be reading along with the Shliach Tzibur. Of course, in the Aliyah you have to, but every individual as well will do it then. So it's definitely
worth it.
Yes, I trying to think if. So the Stipler at some point definitely did his second Mikra with the Shliach Tzibur. I don't remember other examples from Dolly Doris that did this, but to me it makes a lot of sense. If Mishnah Berurah said the Shem Avram, the Chachil you could do with the Chazan. So that means your first Mikra and your first Targum, so it could be at some point during the week, the Stama. And Lechora, once we have this Chazanish, that you could do Mikra, Targum, Mikra, it would make sense. Do your Mikra and your Targum, and let your second Mikra be with the Shliach Tzibur. To me, that makes a lot of sense. Again, Shaar Tzion says it's B'di'evet. You should do Mikra Targum, which would then mean that your Targum is going to be after landing on Shabbos, if you want to do it with the Shliach Tzibur.
But then you get bounced the other way, because then you're finishing it
on Shabbos. So then it depends what it means. You have to finish it before the Suda. That's where things get complicated, right? Because it's not clear what it means to get finished by the Suda. Meaning, even forget that. In any case, if the Pshat Shulchan Aruch is you have to finish before the Suda by night,
you can't do
and L'Chachila, Mishnah Berurah is saying in the same breath, you should do it with the Shliach Tzibur. That bothered me for years. What's going on over here that he's giving you an Eitz L'Chachila, Mishnah Magen Avraham, L'Chachila, to do it in the morning time, while at the same time he said you should get everything done by night. So it is a Raya, but Pashtus, that when he says you should get it done by the Suda, it means by Shabbos Day Suda. In which case, if you're also going to be mocking to do Mikra Targum, it means you have very little time to do Targum basically
during Kiddush.
Right, during Kiddush, exactly. Okay. And if Kiddush, they're makel for Kiddush, that you could do Shnai Mikra. That's not when it says Kodem Shiyochal B'Shabbos, you don't have to be done by then. Yes?
So if you do this Eitzah of doing two Shnai Mikra Targum and then Mikra with the Baal Kore, so if you wanted to do the Mikra and the Targum, let's say every Aliyah, or not every.
So the Stipler they bring for a long time did Mikra during the week, and then did Mikra with the Baal Kore during laning, and then did Targum between the Aliyahs. That was Mikra Targum, meaning Mikra Targum.
How are you able to do? I'm saying if it's two different. If you stop differently for the two mikras. One mikra you do one in one chunk for the whole parsha, and then
this part
the
mikra targum.
It's every pasuk, every
Well, every aliyah. This it will be this minhag. But you want to know what would be if you.
What would be if during the week I did a
mikra legamri?
And no, during the week I did a mikra every pasuk, and did targum with every pasuk, and then the last mikra I did.
Completely.
Yeah.
So again, according to Shaar Tzion, it's the Chasan Ish, it's the Chatechila. It doesn't matter that you did the entire Seder. You also have Orach HaShulchan, so you can do the whole Seder. So when you put everything together, that also makes sense. Okay. Rav Moshe, very interesting. He was knowing to do Shnai Mikra Shabbos afternoon before he davened Mincha. So I didn't look into this. It's intriguing to me because from everything we said, you should get it done earlier, I would imagine, especially before the Suda. Everything Mishnah Berurim, you know, there's no hint at getting it done Shabbos afternoon. That's the way he was knowing, and if you look around, some people are also knowing that way. Okay. Now, next topic. What should you read? So Shulchan Aruch, Sif Beis, says Rashi is also considered Targum. V'Yori Shemayim should do both of them. Okay?
Do both Rashi and
Targum. Rashi and Targum.
Meaning
Targum. Shnai Mikra v'Shnei Targumim.
Meaning Targumos.
Right. In Beir Halacha, it's mashma a little bit that if you have everyone ask, I only have time for one, which one's better? So Beir Halacha, it's mashma a little bit that Targum would be better. In the Shari Tshuva, it clearly brings both deyas. It's machlokas, which one's better.
What if you don't know Aramaic?
So no, so Mishnah Berurah, oh, very good. So Mishnah Berurah says, the Mila of Targum, it was given at Sinai, and also there's Perush HaMilos. They used to use the Targum as a Perush to understand the words. It's not just a simple translation. It also explains the words. So that's that Mila. But the Mila of Rashi is explains it even greater. Mila of Targum, once again, though, is Targum is on every word. Rashi is not on every word of the Pasuk. So that's the back and forth, and that's why Yorei Shemayim should do both. But without understanding it. So that was asked to Rav Avadya in Yechav Adas, Chilik Beisim, and Lamed Zayin. He says you don't have to understand it. The fact that Targum was given at Sinai.
Was it given at Sinai, Unklus?
What?
Was it didn't come from Unklus?
But the Targum itself was given at Sinai.
No, that's a bit of it. What does that mean, though? Yeah, because Unklus.
He wrote it down?
I don't.
Was the Masorah on it?
I guess it's the Masorah. I don't remember. But
Mishnah Berurah says that? He says Targum?
Mishnah Berurah says given at Sinai. Yeah. Forgot the Makor is how it got
there. Also, I'm doing Rashi. You're supposed to do Rashi and Targum on the Pesukim that don't have Rashi.
What? Supposed to do what?
I was told, I think Rabbi Rangel told me that when you do Rashi, you're supposed with a Pesukim that don't have Rashi, you're supposed to fill it in with Targum.
Oh, yeah, we'll get there. Yeah, if you're only doing. Right. One second. We'll get there in a second. But first, regarding his question, I'll bet you understand it. So, Yechav Das is Mekel, you don't have that. Obviously, you should try, but Targum has this Mila. Even if you don't understand it, Targum still has the Mila, and you're good to go. I saw Rav Sternbach say in Shuvas van Hagos that it is important to understand it. He said the whole purpose of Targum was to understand it. And therefore, he comes out with a tremendous kula of somebody who doesn't understand Targum. And this definitely, I don't know, Hamaisa. But the question I want to ask is, I don't understand Targum, let me just read it in English. So, Mishnah Berurah himself says that if there's, you have a perush on the psukim, which explains al pi divrei chazal, the explanations, then you're fine. So, I don't, he quotes a certain perush there, it's Enna. But if, so what they bring Mishnah Berurah of Moshe is that if you just read English Rashi, you're good to go. Because if you understand Hebrew Rashi, it's no big deal. The main thing is to understand the perush of the psukim. So English Rashi would be fine. But Sternbach was going even more makel there. Sternbach was saying just to read it straight with the English perush is enough of a targum. The whole purpose of targum is to understand it. It's he said Shana Samikar Echatargum is Echatargum means Echa Beuro, a bayer with the psukim, and English would be a perush. And the thing is with the art scroll, for example. So on the one hand, it's not done. They are going with Chazal, and they're not. They're giving as simple as a translation explanation as they can. But Mitzad Sheni, I don't know if every time it fits, every time it flows. You have to do a real study in the article to see if it's really considered a Beir HaMilos in a deep way.
They did according to Rashi.
Just interesting fact,
mm-hmm.
The green Tanakh that article put out, you read the introduction, it says that because they didn't include any footnote, or they didn't include too many footnotes, like they have in the regular English Rashi, and they don't have any English Rashi or anything, so they tried to make the words fit, that you could read it in a flow, and that it gives you the actual meaning of the pasuk. It's interesting. So it probably would be better to do it if you're doing it like that. Better from green to Nath, because it actually does have different translations than the other one. Blue one.
Interesting. Okay. Right. So again, Mishimura's issue with the English translation or any other language translation is it's just the words without a perish. But if it has a perish, then you are in good shape. Now, if you're only doing Rashi, not Targum, so some say that you would have to say the Rashi's out loud. Moti b'sfasav. Whereas if you're going to do Targum as well, then you could just be Mahara in the Rashi and not actually say it. As you said before, if there is no Mishnah brings, if there's no Rashi on the Pasuk, you should read Targum, or you should read the Pasuk three times. If you're doing Rashi, then you read the Pasuk three times. And like we said, Rashi in English is enough as well. That's that. Any questions on this portion?
So, okay.
Yeah.
So it's a big clue to do it in English.
Right. So the English part is not clear. But Mr. Brewer says if it's just the words and not a perish, definitely no good. Rav Sternbach seems to be quite mako, and he doesn't, from what I saw, he didn't give a definition of needing a perush over milos. He just says you need a targum, and if English is your targum, then you're good to go. That, I don't know. That's in Simon Tovkuk and Amdala, and Chuvas and Hagos. You can look at it yourself and get the impressions that you want to. Now, if you go out of order, so this is what a few of you are interested in, you're behind or out of place. So, Lashon Mishnah Berurah and Sivkat Vav is Lo Yekra Me'uchar V'Achar Kach Mukdam. This is Tam, nothing to do with somebody who's behind, but don't read Pasuk Beis before Pasuk Aleph. You should read it in order. B'Yeved, you are Yotze, though. If you don't know where you're holding, you're missing. Like if you left off at Pasuk Aleph or Pasuk Beis, so you go to the place where you know for sure. You know you definitely got to Pasuk Aleph, so you go to Pasuk Aleph. If you miss the week, so there actually is a machlokas. If you should go in order or not. So if you're one parsha behind, some say there's a milo going in order. So keep trying to catch up. But some say since we say mashlim parsha so im hatzibur, so if you keep being one parsha behind, you're not going to be doing it with the tzibur. So maybe you should do that week, and when you have time, you'll get to the previous weeks. So that is a machlokas. On Chol HaMoed, when Chol HaMoed falls down, whenever you have Shabbos Chol HaMoed, so you always have 2 weeks in between. So do you have to? So some say you have to be machmer, and you should not start the following week's parsha until Motei Shabbos or Mincha B'Shabbos of that Shabbos Chol HaMoed. The pshat being that the chiyuv for the next week's parsha only begins after you finish this Shabbos's parsha. So in the first week, we were leading up to Shabbos Chol HaMoed, so maybe that's not called Mashlim Parshios of Matzibur for the following week. But some say no. Some say since Shabbos Chol HaMoed is not in the Cheshbon, so you do have 2 weeks to do Shnayim Mikra. That's my focus. That would be Machmir if you can. If you're nervous about it, then Yesh Makom Lahakel, seemingly. Do you have to do it with the Nigunim? So Mishabur says Mefurish and Sifkat and Yudzayin that Ta'amim are not Ma'akev. Okay, Ta'amim are not Ma'akev. Mm-hmm. Especially, it makes a lot of sense if we said it's a Chiyuv Limud, just to be rogil with the Parsha, not because we're nervous they're going to call you up to be Baal Korei. You could be familiar with the Parsha without knowing the Ta'amim. However, it is that very much Mashman, Sifkat and Beis, that there isn't a deep for us to do it with Ta'amim. Mishabur says there, somebody who knows, who's a Bucky in the Ta'amim, he could or should take out the Sefer Torah, reishvei from the Sefer Torah.
Really?
Because he knows the Talmud. Mashma, that's better to do it with the Talmud. Haftorah. The Rama says you don't need to. However, he quotes that there's a minhag to look at the Haftorah beforehand. Mishnah Berurah says the reason is that in case you get called up for the Haftorah, then you'll be used to it. Okay? So the diuk is that if you're not concerned that you can be called up for Haftorah, like you're in this yeshiva, only not everybody's called for Haftorah, then there would be no Indian to look at the Haftorah beforehand. The Chidah says there is Shnai Mikra on Haftorah as well, and Chaim Knievsky is no hink to do Shnai Mikra on Haftorah. What about Yontav and the Arba Parshia? So Shulchan Aruch Mefurish. There's no Shnai Mikra on the Parshas of Yontav, and the other Parshas as well. Also, there's no Shnai Mikra. However, there are certain Rishonim that are Machmir. Some people are Machmir to do Shnai Mikra on Yontav and other Parshas, but it seems very much that the Minhag of the Minhag of the Olam is to be Mako for other Parshas and Yontav.
For what?
Parshas. Parshas Chodesh, Parshas Kolam. Okay. Mishnah Berurah does not bring this, but in Aruch HaShulchan brings, and it's in Kitzur Shulchan Aruch as well, there's an inyan to be Messiahim. I don't know how the Olam is Noheg, but there is an inyan to be Messiahim with a Pasuk. So let's say you're doing Mikra Targum, and you've got your last Targum that day. There's still an inyan to read a Pasuk beforehand. I mean, to read a Pasuk before you finish off. I'm not sure.
Repeat one?
Say a Pasuk. End with a Pasuk. Any Pasuk. I don't know. What about... So what's the time for Parshas Vizos Bracha? So Mishnah Berurah here says already from Hashanah Rabbah or Shmini Atzeres, but in Halachos over there by Simchas Torah, he says you should do it Leil Simchas Torah. Bracious as well, the minhag is after you finish Vizos Bracha, that's when you begin Bracious. Again, a short time period, short, but that's when you could do it. There are complicated cases, which I'm not going to talk about now, but basically, Ben Eretz Yisrael that goes to Chosdar, the schedules get messed up. They can be behind a week, ahead a week. Those cases are complicated to figure out. Each situation changes based on that case. Okay, any questions?
When do you have time, Leil Simchas Torah, to do...
To find time.
I did it. I'm cool.
You do all of Vizos HaBracha then? Uh-huh. Just do the whole thing? And all of Bracious?
Huh?
And all of Bracious?
Well, it depends. Really depends when, based on how the week falls out, you'll have more or less time for between Simchas Torah and Bracious.
It could be like really crazy.
Yeah.
Crammed.
Okay. Also, can you do 2 days at a time? Can I do two Aliyahs one day if I know I'm going to have a busy day the next day?
I don't see why. According to Rosh Hashanah, why not? I'm very make over there. I mean, it doesn't fit any of the Mishnah Berurah's particular suggestions, but no reason why you shouldn't be able to.
Is there like a maximum amount of parshios you have to catch up?
I mean, Yesh Omer Shmiyat Tzeres, but once you're... There's no difference being behind two weeks, 5 weeks. The whole shayla is there a mile of doing that weeks. So if you're behind, you're never... And you decide to go to Afka Beseder, so you'll never get that week's end.
If you do go ahead, there's nothing to that, right?
If you do go ahead,
yeah, go ahead.
Right. So that they say that does not work.
Does not work.
You have to go back and do it again.
What do we say about Shabbos Chol Mod again? It's starting.
Machlokas. If you have 2 weeks or 1 week.
That's from Shabbos Chol Mod of Sukkos.
Let's say. No, it's not a good example. Let's say Shabbos Chol Mod. Shabbos Chol Moed Pesach. Anytime that there's a week in between where you don't have to do it, whatever the case is. So then, do you have the week before, or you get to start only the week prior to that week, etc.
I don't know.
Sukkos works also. I'm sorry, but
I don't know. So we'll go before Shabbos Chol Moed or after.
I'm sorry.
Most people go before or after.
I haven't checked.
But that's the machlokas if you start.
Machlokas poskim. Yeah. I haven't checked.
So you shouldn't do it. Do both.
What do you mean? Do both.
No, if my focus is you should do it either after Shabbos Chol Moed or before Shabbos Chol Moed.
But do it
twice. So if you did it...
No, that's not either. It's can you start 2 weeks ahead or the week before or the week ahead.
Oh, okay. I thought you had to be finishing.
No, you don't have to finish. That would make no sense to finish that before Shabbos Chol Moed. Sorry.
So if you're going ahead to Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael is ahead of you.
How long ago is it? Yeah.
So... So that means when you go to Eretz Yisrael, you're missing a parsha, right?
So you have to catch up. The child is when.
As soon as you get to Eretz Yisrael, that's when you catch up.
When you get to Eretz Yisrael.
Why should it
be? Yeah, before. Look at the gate.